Bill?
I'm going to be gone 3 days, and I want you kids to promise me while I'm gone you're not going to make Mr. French raise his voice.
Can't we promise for 2 days? I wish I was going to San Francisco.
Me too. Any place but school.
Now, what kind of talk is that? Huh? When I was your age, I had to walk. No, come to think of it, when I was your age, that was my motto, too. Any place but school.
Let's go, Bucky Chody. Get your books.
Bye-bye. Have a nice trip, Uncle Bill. I wish I was going to San Francisco.
Oh, everybody wants to go to San Francisco but me. You know what you kids have done, huh? Turned me into an old homebody.
Bye, Uncle Bill.
Bye, Uncle Bill.
And now be sure to wait for me after school. I'll be coming by for you instead of Mr. French.
Why can't he come?
He has to pick up his nephew at the airport.
Nephew's arriving?
All the way from England. Yeah. Come on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Uncle Bill. Have a nice trip.
Sissy says you got a nephew coming to town. Hmm?
Oh, to be sure, sir. My brother Algernon's son, David. Your plane ticket is in the inner pocket, sir. And I've taken the liberty of enclosing a list of fine small restaurants in San Francisco.
French, you think of everything.
Only one's duty as a gentleman's gentleman, sir.
Ah, your nephew coming here to work?
No, sir. He's an exchange student on his way to California. He'll be in the city only until Sunday. I should like to invite him here, sir. That is, if you have no objection.
Well, I've got any objections.
Why don't you have him come for dinner, and then he can meet Sissy. It'd be nice for her, exchange student and all that.
Oh, no, son. One of the very first rules my father laid down when my brothers and I went into service was that undue familiarity doomed the relationship between master and servant.
Well, I'm not your master, and you're not my servant. We just sort of work together.
A matter of semantics, sir. However, I do appreciate your kindness. David will visit us, but not for dinner.
Okay, whatever you say. First rule my father laid down to me was don't argue with a man who's got his mind made up.
Our living room. The interior decorator is world famous.
I say, this is a splashy pad.
Not pad, David. A gentleman's apartment. Of course, it's by no means the size of the manor house where your father heads the staff.
I say, Mr. Davis must be pretty well fixed. Lots of lolly.
Lolly? One makes it a rule, David, never to inquire about financial status. Our panorama of Manhattan is most extraordinary, a magnificent sweep.
You're lucky, Uncle Nigel.
As our profession is one to make us proud. Your great-grandfather was a gentleman's gentleman, as was your grandfather, your father, and all of your uncles, including myself.
Seems to run in the family.
Yes. And when you finish your education, you too will carry on the family tradition.
I'm afraid not, Uncle Nigel.
I beg your pardon?
I've decided not to become a gentleman's gentleman.
Not a gentleman's gentleman? What then?
I'm going to be a dentist.
A dentist? You, the last of the French family, a dentist.
That's right, Uncle Nigel. I intend to go to work for myself.
Ah,
what was your father's reaction to your becoming a dentist?
Just about like yours. He sat down like a rock.
I think I could do with a spot of tea.
Hi, Mr. French.
Oh, boy. No more school till Monday.
Just fun.
From the state you're in, I presume fun started on the way home.
Well, I was a little late picking them up. They were playing leapfrog.
And we missed a couple of times.
Did your nephew get here?
To be sure. David?
Yes, Uncle Nigel?
May I present Buffy, Jody, and Miss Sissy Davis.
How do you do?
Hello. Welcome to America.
I win, Jody. Here's the cub. Jody said you would wear a funny black hat like he does.
Bowlers aren't for me, old boy.
Come along, children. A scrubbing is in order. Oh, David, you'll be wanting to return to your hotel. I'll call you this evening.
Okie doke, Uncle Nigel.
Okie doke.
Bye bye, Miss Davis.
Oh, why rush off? You're the first British boy I've ever met, except for the Velvet Vultures, and I've only heard them on records.
They do have rather a frantic beat, don't they?
Rather. Come on in.
When my uncle mentioned three children in the family, I didn't expect to meet such a lovely young lady.
Oh, thank you. I've only been in New York for a few months. I was born in Terre Haute.
Terre Haute?
Indiana. Last year, they had the best basketball team in the whole state.
Don't know much about basketball. Rugby's more my game.
Rugby. That's like our football, isn't it?
Yes, but far more exciting.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Lexi High is playing DeWitt Clinton tonight. Why don't you come along?
Love to. What time?
There are a bunch of us kids meeting downstairs about 5:30. We're going in a bus.
Jolly good. I'll get back to my hotel and change into something a bit more gear. You know, less formal.
Still here, David?
Just leaving, Uncle Nigel. Ta-ta.
Oh, David, there's an excellent exhibit of British science at the Colosseum. Thought you might like to take it in this evening.
Perhaps tomorrow, Uncle Nigel. I have other plans for tonight. See you later, Miss Davis.
I've invited David to the Lexi High football game. He's cute.
I must say, American football is smashing.
I knew you'd love it. Do you want to come in and say goodnight to your uncle?
Oops. Better not disturb him. It's almost 10. Besides, I'm seeing him tomorrow. He has some friends he'd like me to meet.
Okay. Good night, David.
Good night, Sissy.
Miss Sissy? Good evening.
Oh, Mr. French, you should have seen David at the football game. The way he yelled and cheered, you'd never know he was your nephew.
For which I can only be grateful.
He's not a bit like you. Well, I mean, you're very nice, but I just can't imagine you at his age letting yourself go the way he did.
Well, letting oneself go is hardly in the family tradition.
Too bad David isn't an exchange student in New York. We could have a ball. Good night.
Good night, Miss Sissy.
After the game, we went to an establishment called a pizza parlor. I had three pizzas and a frozen jumbo. Thought I'd never get to sleep.
Well, Mr. Middlebrook and Mr. Withers should be along shortly. Friends of mine and your Uncle Giles.
I'm looking forward to meeting them. Sissy and I had a wonderful time last night.
Her name is Miss Sissy.
Isn't that what I said?
Not exactly. You referred to her as Sissy.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Now, let me make myself clear, David. You see, there are certain...
Ah, there, Mr. French. I presume that this is the young visitor to our shores.
My nephew, David. Mr. Withers, Mr. Middlebrook.
How do you
Gentlemen?
Do? How did you? How did you?
Your uncle informs me you are here in the States as an exchange student.
Yes, sir, I am.
And then, of course, you will return to England, follow in the family tradition, and become a member of our distinguished profession.
No, sir, I'm going to be a dentist.
You say dentist.
Dentist was the word.
Rather a surprise, Mr. French.
Well, I didn't know myself until yesterday. But the lad is young. He's likely to change his mind.
Indeed.
Indeed, indeed.
No offense, of course.
Hi, David.
Hi, Sissy.
David, how'd you like to go rowing in Central Park?
Sounds like fun, Ducky.
Mr. French, we'll be back in time for dinner. David, you can eat with us.
Splendid. Nice meeting you, gentlemen. See you later, Uncle Nigel.
Bye-bye.
Rather chummy, wouldn't you say?
I would indeed.
I believe an apology for David is in order.
Quite. The young man may be your nephew, but I must say he has overstepped the bounds of propriety.
If any relative of mine were to address the relative of my employer as Ducky, I'd hang my head in shame.
You're right, gentlemen. I shall set David straight this evening.
Bravo. Good show.
Years of preparing Epicurean delights, and I sink to frankfurters and beans.
Taste great to me.
Hear that, Mr. French? He's only been here for 2 days, and he's practically Americanized.
So it appears. After dinner, we'll have that little chat I spoke of.
Okie doke, Uncle Nigel.
Okie doke, indeed.
Mr. French, can me and Jody have chocolate sundaes for dessert? With marshmallows and cherries on them?
After frankfurters and beans, ice cream without accoutrement is quite sufficient.
Did we ever have a sundae with accoutrements?
No. Let's try it sometime.
Yeah.
I've got a brand new Velvet Vultures album.
Well, let's have a go at it then.
Mr. French, I'll get it. It's Sharon.
David, when you get to be a dentist, will you fix Mrs. Beasley's teeth?
Why, I'd love to.
Buffy, she doesn't have any teeth. Well, if David made her some English ones, she could talk pretty. Like him and Mr. French.
Mrs. Beasley shall be my very first patient.
Come on in. Hi, David.
Hi, Sharon.
You're just in time for the record session. Why stay home and listen to records when we can all go to the jazz festival? Peter Hoyt had some extra tickets left over. The jazz festival, that's great.
I'm all for it.
Me too.
Sorry, you kids. You're too young.
That's the trouble with our age.
Yeah, you're always too young.
Come along, Jody, Buffy. Your ice cream is on the table.
Oh, bye!
Good evening, Miss Sharon.
Hi, French. Oh, Mr. French, guess what? Sharon's boyfriend had some extra tickets to the jazz festival tonight. We're taking David along. You'd like to go, wouldn't you, David?
Love to. If Uncle Nigel doesn't mind.
Well, I was counting on having a little chat with David this evening.
Can't you talk to him tomorrow? These tickets are practically impossible to get.
I suppose under the circumstances, we can wait.
Thanks, Uncle Nigel.
We better hurry if we want to get there on time. You ring for the elevator and I'll go get my coat. Oh, David, since tomorrow's your last day in New York, why don't we rent bicycles and go riding in the park?
Splendid, Sissy. And the treat's on me.
Okay, I'll go get my coat.
Sissy and David sure been bicycling a long time.
Yes, a very long time.
Well, why didn't Sissy take us with them?
Because all her sisters don't want younger kids around when they're out with their boyfriends.
Buffy, David is not Miss Sissy's boyfriend.
Oh, Mr. French! Hi, Sissy.
Hello.
Oh, Miss Sissy, but where's David?
Oh, he said to tell you that he's going back to the hotel to write some postcards. Mr. French, we'll need somebody to stay with Buffy and Jody while we go with him to the airport.
We?
David asked me to go along and see him off. I'll call Sharon and see if she's free to mind the twins.
So you see, David, being a gentleman's gentleman means more to me than any other occupation I could wish to follow. The same, I can safely say, applies to your father. You understand?
Well, no, not exactly.
I'm suggesting, David, that under the circumstances, it is highly irregular, not to say improper, that you have the niece of my employer come to see you off.
But Uncle Nigel, I'm not a gentleman's gentleman. I'm going to be a dentist.
However, at the moment, you are not a dentist. You are my nephew. It isn't a matter of subservience, David, simply that one behaves with proper dignity.
I understand, Uncle Nigel. You want me to call Sissy and...
Miss Sissy.
Miss Sissy and ask her not to come to the airport.
I can only suggest, David, the decision must be yours. Then you will call her.
I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it.
I'm sure you will arrive at the only logical conclusion. I shall pick you up at 5, David.
Where's French and the kid?
Mr. French said he had to go out on an errand. The twins are upstairs with Sharon. She's minding them while we're seeing David off at the airport.
David? Oh, yeah, French's nephew.
Oh, he's very nice and very British.
And what's he look like? Rex Harrison? Richard Burton?
Oh, Uncle Phil.
Well, I'm glad you had fun. Look, I'll be back as soon as I get comfortable.
Hello? Hello, David. It's for me.
Yeah, I figured it might be.
I'm all set to go to the airport. What? Well, I don't understand, David. Well, it will be sort of hectic, but I thought... Yes, of course. Well, have a nice trip. Goodbye, David.
I see Mr. Davis has arrived.
I just got the oddest phone call.
From David.
He doesn't want me to come to the airport. He sounded so formal. Almost as if we were strangers.
I have just left, David, Miss Sissy. The suggestion that you not go to the airport was mine.
Yours?
I shall try to explain. My nephew David is, in a sense, an extension of myself. In much the same manner as you, Miss Sissy, reflect your uncle's background.
I still don't get it.
Now, please let me continue, Miss Sissy. David's familiarity with you during the whole of his stay has proved most embarrassing.
You mean just because you worked for Uncle Bill that David and I shouldn't have gone out and had fun together?
That is exactly what I mean.
Well, what about David? Does he feel the same way?
Well, I must say that he does not. However, he respects his uncle's wishes.
But, Mr. French, I don't see why I can't just say goodbye to David. He's just my friend.
Hi, French.
Oh, welcome home, sir.
Good to be back. What's all the trouble?
Mr. French and I are just having a difference of opinion.
Well, I know. I could hear you all the way back there. Honey, will you go up and get the kids now? If anybody's going to babysit them tonight, it's going to be me.
Okay. And, Mr. French, I'm sorry I raised my voice.
As I must apologize to you, sir. It wasn't my intention to upset Miss Sissy.
She and your nephew got kind of chummy, huh?
Yes, sir, to my embarrassment. I just don't understand the teenage generation, sir.
Well, you're not alone there, neither do I. Well, I know one thing, they're the same all over.
Pardon, sir?
The same, you know, equal. For instance, your father laid down certain rules for you to follow, and you went along with him because you agreed with him, right?
Most heartily, sir.
Well, apparently David doesn't go along with those rules, and neither does Sissy. I mean, you can lead your own life, but you can't lead theirs.
Yes, I see your point, sir. It may be difficult to explain to Mr. Withers and Mr. Middlebrook.
Well, they'll tell them.
Yes, sir. I shall let them lock horns with their own nephews.
Hi, kids! Oh, you're glad to see me?
You bet. So did Mrs. Beasley. Want to say hello to her?
Yeah, let's go see her.
Oh, Miss Sissy, may I suggest a slack ensemble is hardly correct for seeing a dear friend off at the airport.
Oh, Mr. French! Oh, you're a doll!
Most improper.
Hey, Buffy! Here's another funny-looking stamp.
C-A-N-A-D-A.
Uncle Bill?
Yep.
Could I have this stamp from C-A-N-A-D-A?
Oh, Mr. Giles French, Ottawa, Canada. My dear Mr. Davis, the royal tour of the Commonwealth capitals has reached Ottawa. Final stop before returning to London. At this point, I will take my leave of Her Majesty's service, and you may expect me next week. Sincerely, Giles French. Well, Mr. French is coming back.
Wonderful!
Neato basso!
But, Buff, if Mr. French comes back, won't Mr. French have to leave?
Uncle Bill, couldn't they both stay?
Yeah. They could have my room, and I could sleep with you.
No, Mr. Nigel French was just helping us while Mr. Giles French is away. And now Mr. Nigel French has to go back to his old job, see?
Well, Jody, at least we came out even. We get one Mr. French, and we lose one Mr. French.